As near as I can remember, she just had one set that was used every day.
Suppose she cut some flowers, what would she put them into in the house? Would she brought them in?
Vase.
Suppose you were out somewhere and you saw some flowers you wanted to take home and you didn't have any scissors or knife, what would you just do to them?
Bend them over and break them off. If I didn't have a pocket knife.
What does a housewife have to do after every meal?
Wash the dishes.
What does she do to get the soap off of them?
The scouring pad.
Well, she puts them in the hot water to get the soap off and says she's doing one. You know what I mean? She takes them out of the dishpan, there's soapy water on them, so she puts them into some clear water to get that soapy water.
She always rinses them, yeah. Yeah.
What do you call the cloth that she uses in the dishpan to wash them with?
Dish rag.
How about the one she dries them with?
Wiping rag.
How about the one you used to use on Saturday night for yourself?
Bath towel?
What do you call the thing that you turn at the kitchen sink to get water now?
Faucet.
How about if you had a barrel of vinegar in the basement, what would you call the thing you turn on the barrel? Spigot?
We never had any, but I've heard that name mentioned, spigot. Some of them use that name also at the sink.
You've heard that?
Yes,
so they always called it a faucet when you were young.
Yeah.
So which sounds best for a barrel? A tap or a cock or a bung or a spigot?
Well, I suppose spigot would be the best for that.
Well, if you had a jug you were filling with something to take out to the field for the men to drink and the top was small, you had trouble filling it, you might use what to get it in?
Use a funnel.
What would you put in the top of the jug to close it then?
Cork.
Ever call it a stopper? No.
Well, usually a cork, but then... Huh.
Suppose you use a corn cob, would you?
No.
You never use that?
No.
Remember when they had oxen? Yeah?
For driving?
Yeah, for pulling load.
I think my grandfather used to have a team of them, but my father never did, and we never did. I remember seeing them several times, but not very often. And I was small then, so I...
You don't know what
my recollection is very small.
You don't know what he called the thing that he hit them with to make them go.
Not unless it's been just a whip, probably.
Uh-huh. You never heard him speak of a goad or a gad?
No.
For horses...
I've been down too much for that.
For horses in your day, you hit them with what?
No. We usually carried a... out in the field, we carried a black snake or a... The buggy had a buggy whip.
When you go to the grocery store nowadays, the grocer puts your groceries into a paper what for you to carry?
A sack.
How about the cloth kind you might buy salt or sugar in? See, that was a cloth.
I suppose they call them a bag. My wife takes care of that. I hardly ever get it.
How about the kind you'd measure grain out into? Big. You know what I mean? Made out of cloth, out of burlap probably, what would you call that?
Bags.
Burlap bags or gunny bags?
Burlap bags or just bags. Well, I've heard the name gunny sack, but...
Comes more naturally for you to call